Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Anna Murray back on the show, the Complete Software Project Manager. That's one of her many books, which is outstanding. She's the founder of eMedia. She's a double winner of the Stevie Award for Women in Business recipient and well-deserved, folks. She's been a leader in the tech industry, period, since, you know, for a long time. She started right out of high school, and she's our good friend, Anna Murray. Welcome back.
Good to be here with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So Anna's been helping us over the years, folks, with understanding our cybersecurity issues. Anna, we're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, you're a New York City resident. You and your husband, our other Brain Trust member, Chris Muscovites, who we love having on the show and who was just on not too long ago. Anna, you guys are in New York City, right? You live in the city. In terms of reporting for us, please, about what the coronavirus situation is doing for the city. You got a mayor, de Blasio. You got a governor of the state there. The two of them seem to be going back and forth at each other. What does New York City look like right now? I love that. I love New York. I miss going there. What's happening right now?
Well, you know, the day-to-day life has been completely changed. People are, you know, I was out walking my dog yesterday, and I was on a path, a wooded path in the park, and a guy, you know, came towards me on the path, saw me coming, and, you know, backed out of the path.
Wow.
Yeah, there's six people are leaving 6 feet between one another on the grocery lines. We've been out of essential supplies, you know, Clorox wipes and so forth, for days. Although, you know, I should note that there was a great radio
segment. Is that because people hoarded?
You know, I think that I think there's a combination of things going on. I think that people, there was a run on these supplies. There should be a run on these supplies. You need it. You don't need toilet paper. You don't need toilet paper in a room that has a shower.
That's right.
So, but you do need Clorox wipes. So, I think, you know, it's just a nationwide supply issue. It'll be solved in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You can also solve it yourself with some Clorox and, you know, a hand towel. But anyway, no, the situation in the city is, I've been doing a blog on Medium.
Mm-hmm.
I started on Sunday.
Where is that? What's the address of that blog?
It's at Anna Murray on Medium. My handle is at Anna Murray.
On Medium?
Yep.
Okay.
And you can see pictures of Madison Avenue at rush hour, completely dead. And,
wow.
People wearing masks. Yeah,
and folks, usually it's a beehive there at rush hour in Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue in the middle of the day is ground zero for New York City.
Yes. And I've crossed Fifth Avenue this morning without against the light, at 8 a.m.
And didn't get run over.
I didn't get
T-boned by a cab
by
driver.
A jogger or two.
By a cab.
Yeah.
So what about the shops and the restaurants? Are they closed?
The restaurants and bars are closed.
Is that voluntarily, or is that something that has the governor? Has the mayor mandated that yet?
It's mandated by the governor, I believe.
Really?
Well, the governor and the mayor have been on several important things. One, not recently, but the governor and the mayor have been in agreement, even though they tiff a little bit. The one thing that they're not in agreement as of yesterday is what they call the shelter-in-place order, which they have in major European cities, which means, you know, you're not – no gatherings outside in the park. You just go out. You may be stopped and asked about, you know, are you headed to the supermarket or the drugstore?
See, that part right there, that is really creeps me out. That's Gestapo. I mean, I'm sorry. I just can't stand that. I don't want to be part of the problem, but I just can't stand that. The idea that you stop me and ask me where I'm going, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to haul me in. I'm not going to tell you.
I understand. You know, I think...
I bet it doesn't sit well with Chris either, does it?
You know, I think that we're all a little, to be honest, we're all a little freaked out here in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't know if the cure is going to...
Have you thought about getting out? Have you thought about hopping in a car and leaving the city for a little while?
You know, it's so interesting the way these things play out. A lot of people have houses.
Yeah.
I have a friend in the building who has a house up in Woodstock, and he's got some health issues, so he's out of town.
Yeah.
I have elderly parents who they actually live on the edge of the exclusion zone near New Rochelle. And one sister, she lives near them. So, you know, you have to think who are the people who support me.
Yeah, a big thing.
I got 40 miles north of.
Thank you for that report. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come right back and talk about cybersecurity and the coronavirus. They do come together, by the way. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.